Just before the break, I was mentioning the concept of the mediator.
在休息前，我正在谈的是所谓中保的概念。
Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man.
耶稣基督呢，是上帝跟人之间的中保，也就是中间人。
Romans 5:8.
罗马书第五章第八节呢。
Okay, so you can see there on the Chinese.
所以大家可以看到，罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此证明了。
Now in the English it says, while we were yet sinners, so even as we were sinners, Christ died, remember that's the spiritual death, he died for us.
英文也是这个意思嘛，就说当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就已经为我们而死。
God is perfectly righteous and he can have nothing to do with sin.
因为上帝他是完美的公义，所以他是完全不会跟罪有关联。
And this is the barrier between us. It makes us enemies.
这就是好像是一个很大的一个阻碍，把人跟神之间好像 互相无法沟通的敌人。
John 3:16 says that God loves us. He loved all the sinners in the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his son Jesus Christ.
而在约翰福音三章三十六节说，因为上帝爱我们，所以他把他的儿子赐给了我们。
But then here we have just two verses down again. Let's look at Romans 5:10. It says, while we were the enemies of God. See, God calls us his enemies before we believed in Jesus Christ.
而罗马书五章十节说呢，神呢又把我们当作是一个敌人啊，在我们相信耶稣基督之前，我们其实是神的敌人。
We were enemies before we believed in Jesus Christ because, like I mentioned, the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you, you are a sinner and you need to believe in Jesus Christ. And the enemies of God say, no, that's not true.
而圣灵呢，教导我们说，我们必须要相信耶稣基督。那你所谓的不相信的人，他就好像仇敌一样，他根本不相信耶稣基督。
And the enemies of God are saying, I don't need perfect righteousness. I'm a religious man and my religion will save me.
而那些仇敌呢，就会跟神说，我不用相信耶稣基督，因为我的宗教就会救我。
And because these people, they reject God, and then they get involved in religious works, now they're working for Satan, they're working for the devil.
所以那些拒绝了神的人呢，他就变成了一个宗教者，就那些宗教就把他变成了好像是为撒旦而工作。
That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees. He said, you are the sons of the devil. Your father is the devil.
所以耶稣就曾经对那些法利赛人说，你们根本就是撒旦的儿子。
But you don't have to be a religious person like the Pharisees. Just a normal unbeliever is called here in Romans 5:10, enemies of God.
而罗马书五章十节说，如果呢，你根本就是不相信神就够了，你就已经是神的仇敌。
And it looks like there's a bit of a contrast because John 3:16 says God loves us and John 3:16 is talking about the unbelievers, people before they believed in Jesus. And then Romans 5:10 says that they're the enemies.
约翰福音三章三十六节说，你如果是不信主的话，神还是爱你的。但是呢，罗马书的五章十节又说，如果你不信神的话，你不信耶稣基督的话，你根本就是仇敌。
Well, Jesus did say love your enemies.
而这好像两个非常矛盾的话，但是别忘了，神也说要爱你的敌人。
And God the Father is the perfect example of a person loving their enemies.
而我们的天父就是最好的一个范例，他就是爱他的仇敌。
Okay, but as enemies of God before we believed in Jesus Christ, there needs to be a mediator to help resolve the situation.
所以呢，在任何人还是仇敌，就是还不相信神之前呢，我们就有了耶稣基督来成为两者仇敌与神之间的桥梁。
Okay, and that's why we can go back to 1 Timothy now in, I can't find it, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
那我们现在再看一下提摩太前书二章五节。
And that says that there is the one man between God and man as the mediator, Jesus Christ.
所以他这边写说，在人跟神中间呢，有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
And he has to be a man.
他也必须是个人。
Okay, now that brings us back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.
那我们就可以再回到这个创世纪六章一节。
And the angelic infiltration.
这是在谈的是天使的渗透。
It's the goal of the devil, of Satan, and his angels to basically wipe out humankind.
撒旦的那些天使们，那些堕落天使们，他们想要把人类毁灭。
Because if the human race comes to the end without the Savior being born, then Satan has won his trial.
因为如果他可以把人类的这个血脉给结束掉的话，就不会有未来的从人类的血脉所出生的我们的救赎者。
Because if there is no Savior, that means God has broken his promise.
而如果没有人类的救赎者，那代表的是上帝就已经失信于人。
And if God breaks his promise, then obviously Satan has the right to say, well, you're not a fair and just God.
而如果神失信于人，那么撒旦就可以跟神说，你绝对是一个不合格的法官。
Yeah, God would have to annul. He would have to throw out the case against Satan, and Satan would not have to go to the lake of fire.
而如果神不是，我们的天父不是一个合适的法官的话，他就必须要把他之前所判决撒旦还有堕落天使要去火湖的这个判决要把它给丢了，就不能用了。
So obviously when Satan, or maybe it was one of Satan's angels, suggested this plan, everybody in Satan's armies or on Satan's side would be thinking, this sounds like a good idea.
也许是撒旦那一边的堕落天使中的某一位提出了这个很他们认为很棒的一个计划，所以呢，所有撒旦的那一群天使们，堕落天使们，都在努力的要达成这个计划。
Yeah, the Bible doesn't tell us whose idea this was, but we certainly know it was either from Satan or one of his men.
圣经里面没讲说到底这个是谁提出来的计划，但是一定是撒旦或者是他的堕落天使中的一员。
Okay, so I'll just bring up from my notes here, you can see this, I think. It says 6:1, now it came about when man began to multiply on the face of the land.
这个六章第一节就在讲说，这个时候呢，整个在地球上面就进入了一直很多很多生养众多的状态。
So there's a population explosion.
人口就在非常快速的成长。
I was sort of hoping from last Tuesday's lesson, I hinted or I suggested that maybe somebody could try to calculate how many people could have been upon the earth about the time of Noah.
Well, 那个上礼拜二上课的时候听有提说、哦、如果有人有兴趣最好能够算一算到底在那个时代从亚当夏娃到诺亚到底有多少人口。
But that would only be a potential number based on the numbers of births per generation.
那个算法呢，也只是一个大概哈可能的叫做的计算方式，就是每一代假设都生了800个孩子。
Because what we're actually going to see is that with the angelic infiltration, after the population of the humans has expanded to a bit, the angels get involved and the population is going to shrink. The human population.
Pure,
the pure humans, yeah.
因为最主要是我们想要了解的是在这个过程中到底这些所谓天使它的基因渗透到人里面到最后还剩下多少的真正的是纯种的人类基因。
We'll skip ahead a little bit so that you can see where we have to go with this. In Genesis chapter 6, when you come down to verse 12,
我们可以看一下、哦、在创世纪六章十二节。
Okay, and then it says there in the English, it says, God looked upon the earth and behold, it was corrupted.
这一段在讲说上帝呢看着人这个地球然后发现呢这个整个地球是被毁坏的。
Corrupted its way.
是说所有的这些肉体呢都已经被某一种程度的被破坏了。
And a lot of people assume this means the corrupted ways this is where people are becoming very bad, very unrighteous.
很多人从字面在看的时候他以为这个圣经是在说这些人是不是变得品格很糟了。
They'd gone away from being nice to people. God had said be nice to people, now they're all fighting.
以为说那时候的人类呢都没有好好的对彼此而互相的都在征战。这都是就是从
And for example, reading in the English, in Genesis 6:13, it says the earth is filled with violence.
而且呢, 在第6章13节呢, 它甚至说, 这个地球是充满了暴力。
Okay, but actually the word here doesn't mean violence.
其实这个字不见得是真的在说所谓的暴力性的状态。
Okay, it's going to mean disobedience.
而应该要说的是不顺服的状态。Okay,
but we'll have a closer look when we get down to this verse.
我们等一下会更仔细的来读这一句。And
it also mentions that in verse 11 as well. See, the earth was corrupt before God and the earth was filled with violence.
而且第6章11节也是这样说的, 地球呢,是在神之前就已经毁坏, 而且是充满了暴力。
And you see this from in the children's books about Noah and the flood, that you know they show men fighting, for example, and people killing each other, and then later on you have to have Noah building the ark.
像如果是在那种儿童圣经里啊，你甚至就会看到他们会画一些图，是人类互相打来打去残杀，然后呢，诺亚呢才去把这个方舟给盖起来。
Yeah. But actually, there's a verse later on in the gospel messages that in the time that Noah was going on to the ark, people were drinking and eating and getting married. It was like a normal society.
那就后面的圣经好像有写到，就是诺亚的时代，所有的人都是哦在那边打架喝酒，然后也又结婚，好像看起来有点像正常的状态。
Luke 17:26.
是在路加福音的17章26节。
And it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be in the days of the Son of Man.
这一段呢，其实在讲说， 在诺亚的时代。
And then you go into verse 17:27, it talks about how they ate, they drank, and they married wives.
路加福音17章27节又说呢， 那些人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，直到诺亚进了方舟。
Now this sounds like a fairly normal society.
你这样看这个字表面的意思，好像是个正常的一个社会的状态。And
we have to bring this up because, again, when you go back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12, we were looking at, it looks like the world was full of violence.
但是我们回来看创世纪6章10到12节呢，在讲的好像这个世界是充满了暴力。
Okay, but actually, yeah, and from a society point of view, it was probably quite normal. Though you had the Nephilim. The world was full of the Nephilim, but they were getting married, okay, to the woman, and they were eating and drinking.
因为从那个时代来讲，其实那个世界已经被毁坏，但是那些天使跟人已经历代在结合，然后生了一大堆的，就那种天使跟人的混生子啊，所以他其实已经把人类的基因全部毁坏了。可是，在那个时候的人，他们不了解这是一个撒旦的作为，所以他们大家还以为都吃吃喝喝结婚，这个好像很正常。Okay,
but again, the problem is going to be that the flesh. And this comes out at the end of verse 12, flesh had corrupted its way. And of course the DNA, the genetic structure is in the flesh.
但是你看到创世纪6章12节里面讲说，这些肉体都已经毁坏了，因为DNA已经毁坏了，DNA是在肉体里面。
Okay, and corrupted its way, you know, that could either mean the sort of the way that the genes are supposed to be, or possibly, and I'm not sure about this, but possibly it means that it's the way down towards the Messiah, you know, pointing towards the Messiah.
所以这个所谓这个肉体已经毁坏的意思呢，它可能是在就在讲的是那些基因，人类的基因已经次序全部都给搞乱了，也可以讲的是说，实际上这个即将要未来要出生的耶稣基督的肉体已经被毁坏了，
now again,
它已经不是真的人类的肉体。
Now I have to admit at this stage I really don't know which one it is, but both of those concepts actually fit the theology.
但不论我刚刚讲的这两个 方向到底是圣经要强调的是哪一件事，但这两件事其实都是符合这整个的理论。And
then like in verse 13, chapter 6 verse 13, God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me.
而在6章第13节里面呢，上帝对诺亚说，这个在我来之前，这些肉体都将要结束。
Now, if you thought flesh was just meaning like the end of all people, that would mean that there's no people left on the earth. If you looked at this word flesh, and God is saying the end, that this is the end of all flesh, it would mean that all the humans have died.
所以从字面上来看, 你会觉得说,诶,这是说什么呢?是说人类都已经要死了吗? 都该结束了吗?
Well, if all the people are going to die, why is God going to flood the earth?
如果人都要死了, 为什么上帝还要用水把世界给淹了呢?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
所以这没有道理啊。
Okay, so and really what he's talking about, of course, is the end of the perfect genetic humans. The humans with perfect genes. That this is what's coming to an end.
所以呢,这边在讲的是说这种完美的人类的身体已经要结束了。Okay,
and so we'll go back to the notes here to bring up the verse. So, men have begun to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them. So this is, now we're talking about many generations down from Adam. Okay, so you know, we had men and daughters of the man, and so the population expanded. But then we have the infiltration, and we don't know at what time, but it must have been going on for some time.
而这一段的意思就是说呢,人类呢,其实一直在生孩子啊,有生男的,有生女的,然后女的,就是这些男男女女把人类的人口一直在增加。
And then we see this term again as the B'nai Ha Elohim. That's the sons of God.
然后这边有一个句子说神的儿子。
And remember we saw this term, it's used for the angels in Job 1:6. Yeah, Job chapter 1 verse 6. We see the exact same term, the sons of God.
而我们在上一次上课的时候其实有把所谓上帝的儿子的这个相关经句全部找出来，就发现说在圣经里面，比如说约伯书的一章六节也有提到神的儿子。
And then we see it again in Job chapter 2 verse 1.
而且呢,在约伯书的二章一节也用到了神的儿子。
And that was the B'nai Ha Elohim, the same Hebrew term.
这是用希伯来文写的,非常清楚的同一个词来讲神的儿子。
Okay, and then it comes out again in Job, when it's talking about the angels being the sons of God, when God created the universe and the angels were cheering.
还有一个一段就是讲到当神他创造了咒的时候呢，所有的天使们都在欢呼，而那个天使们也是用神的儿子。Okay,
I can't remember the verse, but that's in the book of Job as well. Now remember the term son of God can apply to many things.
所以呢，我们要理解呢，神的儿子呢，当然可以用在不同的概念中。It's
one of the titles of Jesus Christ.
比如说神的儿子也是耶稣基督的一个职称，一个位份。And
we're all called sons of God when we believe in Jesus Christ.
而当我们相信耶稣基督以后，我们也成为神的儿子。And
even Adam takes on this term. Paul mentions about Adam being the son of God.
甚至呢，保罗也曾经将亚当称之为神的儿子。
Okay, but in this case, the context tells us very clearly that these sons of God have to be angels, and not just angels, but fallen angels.
而在这边呢，我们的前后文看下来，我们就理解说，其实他谈到的神的儿子，谈的是那些堕落天使。Okay,
and I explained that in more detail in the previous lesson. So that's about A. If you're looking through the files, it's AC 40 to 42.
如果要把这一段再听清楚的话，你们可以回去听我们之前的这个录音档，就是AC40到42。Okay,
and then we have a contrast here. So you have the sons of God, that's the fallen angels. They see that the daughters of men were beautiful.
好，所以呢，这边有一个很重要的概念，就在谈的是那些天使堕落天使，就是上帝的儿子啊，他们看到了人类的女儿们。 说他们觉得很美丽。